It's 8 a.m. Eastern, February the 6th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down 0.5% at $42,735. ETH is down slightly at $2,321, and Binance Coin is up slightly at $302. Well, Solana experienced a major outage with degraded performance, leading to a halt in block progression. Core engineers and validators this morning were actively investigating the issue and reportedly identified a fix for deployment. Validators are generating snapshots of the most recent data before the outage to prepare for a restart. The network will undergo an upgrade and restart to address the issue. This outage follows a similar incident in April of 2023 when the Solana network went down for nearly 2 days. Solana's tokens dropped over 2% following the outage. Well, Binance has announced that it will delist the Monero privacy token along with Aragon, Multichain, and Vi as of February the 20th. Binance says that these tokens no longer meet the exchange's standards or industry expectations. Withdrawals from Monero will not be supported after May the 20th. Following the announcement, Monero's price dropped about 16%. Privacy coins like Monero are known for preserving anonymity in crypto transactions, which has led to regulatory concerns and delistings by other exchanges like OKX in the past year. Well, South Korean authorities have arrested 3 executives of the yield platform Haru Invest, including the CEO, for allegedly stealing approximately $828 million worth of crypto from around 16,000 customers. The platform had promised double-digit yields for crypto deposits, but paused withdrawals and deposits in June of 2023, citing issues with service partners. It later fired around 100 employees and is suspected of running a rug pull scam. Prosecutors have accused the Haru executives of misappropriating customer funds between March of 2020 and June of last year while misleading customers about their investment techniques. Well, the mobile game Heroes of Mavia, backed by Binance Labs and others, is airdropping its token after achieving over 1 million downloads. The game has garnered 230,000 daily active users since its launch less than a week ago, and it has topped the list of free mobile games on Android in China. Scry Studios, the developer, reported that 100,000 players qualified for the Mavia token airdrop, with over 6 million tokens available for claiming. And finally, crypto mobile payments firm Ubit has secured $25 million in a Series A funding round. Ubit is working to simplify crypto payments for consumers, similar to how Apple Pay operates, allowing users to use its app to make crypto-based payments for goods and services. The company plans to expand its capabilities to accommodate external third-party wallets, transitioning into a non-custodial crypto payment app. This investment reflects a broader trend in the fintech industry as companies seek to make crypto transactions more seamless and user-friendly. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.